You're watching Swimming World TV. I'm your host, Brent Rudemeller. We're here at the American Swim Coach Association's World Clinic in Washington, D.C. And I ran into Chris Morgan, a great brain in the sport of swimming, long history, and working with some innovative way of training. We're going to talk about KATSU, which is modified blood restriction, I guess would be called.
Yeah, blood flow moderation training.
Blood flow moderation training. There's going to be an acronym for that.
Right. BFM.
Best friend for the mobile devices.
Right.
All right. So thanks, Chris. You're up in Boston area.
I'm in Boston.
Head coach of Crimson.
Crimson Aquatics.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
New position.
Yeah.
But you've kind of worked up through through the years. You were at Harvard. You were over in Switzerland for 15 years.
Right.
Always touching the water in some way.
Right.
Work with Richard Quick at Stanford.
Yep, back in the
90s. What I found very interesting is you, I don't know if you stumbled on, but you came across a method that was started in Japan.
Correct,
In the 60s, where a doctor over there who was in weightlifting realized that when he cut off circulation, from whatever reason, the next day, the soreness was very similar to this after effect of training and weightlifting, and he just found a correlation to all that.
So the simple science of it is when you modify the blood flow, and we use the arms and legs as the sort of the reservoirs to create this disturbance in your homeostasis, is you fill the blood vessels with blood and it creates an increase of lactic acid, which is what happens when you train hard, whether it's swimming, weightlifting.
So check lactic acid.
And there's a sort of stress response from the pituitary gland that releases growth hormone, IG-1, and other healing factors that are very similar to when you lift weights.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about KATSU and KATSU products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KATSUglobal.com.
The brain's releasing these hormones.
Correct.
You gave them labels.
Right.
But that is, what are those hormones doing then?
So those hormones are the same hormones to build muscle or to recover. They're the same things that happen when you break a bone. There's a response from the pituitary gland. When you train hard, there's a response from the pituitary gland. So it's sort of like a biohack.
A biohack?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there an antivirus for that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the tools you use to do this.
Yeah, so I'll just...
Yeah, I can hold that for you.
So we use either bands around the arms or the legs, and they're placed in a very specific location. So I'll even sort of put it on here. They're also left and right sided, just for the...
Now, he's not in the market to sell these.
This is just a tool that he uses. So we put them on the upper arm of the athlete, and we use, these are the belts for dry land exercises. We also use the bands in the water.
So you have different devices for in the water?
Well, it's just a band that's made out of neoprene.
Okay.
So there's a balloon, 11-layered balloon inside of this band. We use these clear tubes. A lot of people think I'm about to either shock myself or take blood, and it's really just to fill with air. We connect it to the...
Is this WADA approved?
It is, actually.
Okay.
You know, it's a
completely... I'm joking, but I can see
that. Yeah. So we connect the tubes to this device. And
sort of like a blood pressure device.
People mistake it all the time for a blood pressure. It has nothing to do with blood pressure. What it is it measures the air very, very specifically, the amount of pressure that we put in the band.
Okay.
More pressure, more difficult, more blood is modified, and and you'll get a real coloration, a red coloration in the arm or leg. Again, people are always a little freaked out by that the first time, but then they realize that the feeling you have after is when you really have your aha moment. It's like you feel a little bit, you feel strong, you get a pump, and people get it right away.
So would you be putting this on both arms?
Yeah, both arms.
And so you would inflate them to the certain level that this, right, that this device is saying?
Learning the techniques of Katsu, you learn how much pressure, what's the appropriate pressure, what's too much pressure. And again, people mistake it for cutting off circulation, and it's nothing to do with that.
So you're restricting or modifying.
Right. Modifying, yeah.
Modifying. Okay, so what happens then after you have these both inflated? What are you doing? You going through exercises?
Yeah, so we're doing on land, you do some simple protocol exercises. We call them the three-point exercises. Very simple hand curls, bicep curls, tricep extensions. And really with just those three exercises, you get a real feel of almost using 85% of the muscles.
And where are those points on your legs? Would you go above the knee, below the knee?
So it's up here, the upper leg.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost as high up as you can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in the water, the exact same placements?
Same place. And you detach or untether, as we say, and you swim. Different exercises, and we can talk about some of the swimmers who use it.
Yeah, so let's go into there. So are swimmers using it more on land or more in the water?
So it's very few swimmers right now using it, which is kind of ironically, it's really neat for me because I get to speak with these swimmers and work with their coaches. And it's kind of where we're right now, the three or four people I can mention, we're kind of pioneers of it. We're kind of talking with each other and sharing some of the sets we're doing.
You mentioned Alex Meyer earlier when we were talking, so
right.
He was one of the ones.
So Alex Meyer was one of the first swimmers who I saw.
Open water swimmer.
Open water swimmer. It was in 2012 at Harvard when I saw Steve Munitonis, who's the actual sort of pioneer in the United States, bringing this technology over from Japan. He's a Harvard grad. He was working with Alex Meyer, and it was just a one-day thing that they were trying it. I became very interested, started using it with the Harvard women's team when I was assistant coach, and now it's grown over the last few years. We have Michael Andrew and his coach, Peter, who are using it. They were using it a lot on the recovery. There's a whole recovery aspect, and then they've jumped into sprint training with it. They love it. Jonte Skinner at Alabama, he has his entire sprint group using Katsu as well. And it's really the way
what's interesting here, Alex Meyer's distance, and then you get a sprint group to
right.
So it's not really distance specific.
It's really not. Now Alex was just a one time thing. He actually didn't like it, and that's fine. We never push it on people. But I have the former team I was at had a lot of distance swimmers training and succeeding.
You know, there's a lot of people out there who are listening to this and thinking, now you're taking shortcuts. You know, is this a shortcut?
I don't think so at all. I think, you know, the way I explain it to people is when we talk about training, we're looking all the time for race pace, race tempo. It's what we talk about all the time. And what I feel with Katsu, we can achieve two things that you can, I believe, never achieve in training, which is race pain and race physiology.
The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is launched. After years of research, design modifications, software changes, user feedback, and utilization of metabolite testing results, the next generation Katsu Cycle 2.0 is now available. It is more compact and quieter. It is more capable and more powerful than the first generation Katsu Nano and Katsu Master products. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 enables exercise, recovery, and rehabilitation anywhere, anytime, by anyone. The ultra-compact, ultra-light, durable unit offers the Katsu Cycle and Katsu Master training modes and utilizes precise software-controlled limb pressure for both your arms and legs. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 includes four Katsu air bands for both arms and legs, a rechargeable battery with a USB-C charger. The pneumatic elastic bands can be disconnected from the Katsu Cycle 2.0 unit and are waterproof for use in the pool. Based on the original Katsu know-how and U.S. patent number 9775619, compression and decompression control system and vascular strengthening method, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 can do the following. It can tone muscle without weights. It's convenient. It can be done anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It offers access to the Katsu Performance Database. It offers 6 preset Katsu cycle levels. It can efficiently and effectively improve speed, stamina, and strength. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is an incredible time saver. It can improve circulation. It enables faster recovery. It enables greater range of motion for those rehabilitating and recovering from injuries and surgeries. It is reimbursable with various CPT codes. And the Katsu Cycle 2.0 offers customizable Katsu pressures. Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU global.com.
So when an athlete does a typical test set, 5 200s or 8 200s, you know, as a coach and a former swimmer, I even know that as that swimmer, I would ask myself, was I really going race pace on number five? Was I holding back? Was it, you know? And then when you get to your race and you do a 200, you know you're going 100%. But I feel with Katsu, we're able to achieve race physiology. The lactic acid in the blood is even more, and we've done testing, we've done blood lactate testing with Katsu, and it's off the charts.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, Jonty Skinner was one of the most, he used lactate for so many years. as the national team with USA Swimming. I forget his exact title.
Right, but the resident team.
Yeah, and he really did a lot of experimentation. So to see him carry this over in a real application,
right.
That's exciting.
It's super exciting. And you know, again, it's not for everyone because it does take a little bit of time. It takes time to learn the protocols. It takes time to get used to the equipment. It takes time for the athletes to feel it. But I would say 90% of the athletes that have used Katsu with me, and I've done Katsu on over 100 swimmers, is they all, the first 25 they swim, they're like, oh, I feel like I do at the end of a race. And for me, that was the real moment that I realized that there's something with this when they say, well, that's how I feel at the end of the race. So I even, you know, did it with myself. I got in and would, whether it was on my legs or on my arms, would experience that same feeling.
Fantastic.
The burn, the lactic acid burn.
So what's interesting is it started in 1960. It was, you know, used by various pioneers.
Right,
through that
mostly in Japan.
And then here in the United States, you're seeing success. Have you seen any detriment to this?
No, not at all. There is a lot of false information out there, like with anything about deep vein thrombosis and rhabdomyosis, and these are just things that come from either people not using the equipment correctly, and not Katsu equipment, but you know, knockoff products but nothing. They have over 100,000 articles written in Japan, medical
fabulous
articles, fabulous, about the benefits of Katsu and that it's not dangerous. If you awesome use the protocols and you're safe and you're smart, you only find benefits.
Awesome. Well, I think people are going to benefit from learning more about this. Good luck with this.
Yeah, thank you.
Continue
yeah
educating everybody. Yeah. I know you're talking here.
Yeah, I'm speaking here on Saturday. I'm really excited about it.
And then, yeah, there we go. And well, awesome.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Well, this is Chris Morgan. I'm Brent Rudemeller saying, if you want to win, first help someone else win.
Introducing the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Katsu is the ultimate biohack for health, rehabilitation, and recovery. Trained bilaterally and untethered from the unit. Tone muscle without weights, lessening the risk of injury to joints and muscles. Improve speed, stamina, and strength. Exercise, recover, and rehabilitate anytime, anywhere. Increase range of motion and promote improved circulation. Accelerate training when time is of the essence. These are just a few of the benefits of the new Katsu Cycle 2.0. Invented in 1966 by Dr. Yoshiaki Sato of Tokyo, Japan, and protected by 47 patents, Katsu next-generation equipment and protocols have a unique and unprecedented safety track record with over 20 million individual Katsu sessions in 48 countries around the globe.
backed by over 50 years of expertise, Katsu Global is excited to introduce the latest advancement in health and wellness, the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Fitting in the palm of your hand or in your pocket, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the most advanced, most portable, easiest to use compression device in the world. In combination with a precise algorithm-controlled limb pressure, Katsu's narrow elastic bands yield to muscle contractions, providing safe and effective exercise and rehabilitation for users of all ages and from all walks of life, from Olympic champions to disabled individuals. Katsu users have a full range of motion, providing complete control and the opportunity for a wide variety of movements and training. From elite athletes and soldiers to aging baby boomers and busy executives, Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the next generation training and rehabilitation device used around the world. Katsu is used by the United States Department of Defense, as well as the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU global.com.